When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Terrio Media. Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
Yeah, what's that? Hello. And welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing, the place where I show people how to escape the rat race using real estate. And if you're just getting started and or you're looking for new and creative ways of making money in real estate, I've put together a free course just for you. It includes a checklist on how to find motivated sellers, property owners that are they're willing and able to sell you their property at a discount. And so that checklist is included with the course. And to access that free course, you can go to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Alrighty. So today, big day. This is actually a really big week, as we're essentially just going to break your business down, and we're going to start from scratch. We're going to start your business from the beginning. If you've never done a deal before, hey, you're in the right place. If you have done a deal or more, you're in the right place as well. You know, each year I get back to the basics to confirm that I'm not overcomplicating my business or complicating it at all in the interest of just being efficient and being profitable. That's what I do every year. I run down a checklist on my business to make sure that I've got the basics covered and that I'm not doing anything more and not doing more than what's necessary to achieve my next income goal. So let's get started. All right. Let's look at why we're taking on this real estate investing thing anyway. I mean, either if you're taking real estate on as an investment, or if you're taking it on as a business, or if you're taking it on as both. And why are we doing this? Well, you want to be wealthy, right? That's why. I mean, real estate, it's the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating epic wealth. And not only is it the final frontier for the average person, it has produced more wealth than any other industry or any other investment vehicle. For it presents the least resistance of all the paths to wealth. And with that said, there are really only two reasons why you will fail. These are the two things that where you're going to experience some resistance. If you fail, this is where the resistance is coming from. Or even if you fail to even start, for that matter, it's for one of these two reasons. So if you fail, it's going to be because at some point you will either have lost faith in real estate or you will have lost faith in yourself. So I'm going to take a moment here to bolster your faith in real estate. And we're going to get to you later. But for now, I want to eliminate lack of faith in real estate as a possibility for your failure. I just want to flat out eliminate it. So if you want to be wealthy, first things first. Stop doing what poor people do. That's your starting point. Stop doing that. I want you to abandon following all that traditional advice in the sequence of which you're taught to follow it. God bless Susie Orman. God bless Dave Ramsey. They're really good at the advice that they give. It's really good at stabilizing. It's getting you out of a hole. But the advice that they offer will not do anything for you and to get wealthy. At least not while you're young enough still to enjoy it. Maybe by the time you hit 65, 70, 75, maybe that plan will work out. But that's still a really big if. So stop following that traditional advice, okay? It's good for stabilization. It's good for, you know, creating some stability in your life financially. But it's not going to create wealth for you. So stop following that traditional advice. In the sequence, there's some of the stuff is good and some of the stuff we can implement, but in the sequence of what you're taught to follow it, Stop taking advice from people that have less than you. I could also throw in, stop blaming others for your situation. Stop making excuses. Stop whining. All right? Overall, just stop doing what poor people do. And when I say poor people, this is not a personal judgment on people that don't have money. No. It's just a term I'm going to use that refers to people that aren't earning what they want to earn. And they aren't doing what they want to do with their lives. It's people that are stuck and really just don't see a way out. That's who I'm speaking of when I'm referring to poor people. So just stop doing what they do. And that's the masses. Like if you just stop doing what the masses are doing, that's first. The next thing is to start doing what rich people do. And when I'm speaking of them, I'm referring to people that are financially free. I'm speaking of people that are financially independent, people with options in life that if they don't want to go to work today, they don't have to. That's who I'm referring to when I say rich people. So now we got that clear. So if you hear that term, the poor, rich, now you understand what the difference. So there are several paths that you can take to financial freedom. And when faced with the decision of which path to take, doesn't it make sense to take the one or one of the two where your possibility of success is the greatest? Doesn't it make sense to go, if you want to be wealthy, let's do the one where my chances are the greatest. Or even more sense, let's double down on both of those and own a business that invests in real estate. Because it's through business ownership and real estate investing of how 74% of the wealthy 1% got there. 3/4 of the wealthy 1% did it through business ownership and real estate investing. I mean, based on the statistics, unless you own a business that invests in real estate, the odds are heavily stacked against you at ever achieving any sort of financial freedom. Not impossible, but the odds are stacked heavily in your favor. I mean, you might as well surrender to a life of worker bee and dependent. The opposite of independent, right? Dependent. That's why I created this show, because I want more out of life for me. I want more out of life for my family. I want more out of life for my son. I want to teach my son the types of things that, you know, were never taught to me. And I didn't learn them until much later in life. And I just feel like if I would have known these things at such an earlier stage in my life, things could have been just entirely different. It would have been a totally different experience. So I want more out of life for my son. I want more out of life for you. You know, even if we have never met, the fact that you are listening has me liking you already. I mean, I consider you a friend at this point, and I feel an obligation to share with my friends what has created financial freedom for my family and I, so that, you know, you can do for yours, so that everybody else can do for theirs, so that we can all just kind of progress forward in the way that we want to progress and get what we want out of life. And when I first heard about real estate creating more wealth than anything else, I started to ask questions like, why? Well, why real estate? What makes that so special? What makes real estate such a powerful vehicle for creating wealth? Why do more people succeed with real estate than anything else? Why? And so I started looking for answers. And after extensive research and just kind of pondering, looking up at the clouds and thinking about it, I've come to call real estate an ideal investment. That's why. An ideal being an acronym. The I stands for income. In real estate, with a solitary focus, you can generate both active and passive income. And, you know, what makes that so nice is that the potential for active income is so high, it can literally create and feed the passive income, the creation of that passive income for you. It's perpetual. And it's an income that will last essentially forever. All you got to do is create it once and it can essentially last forever as long as it's properly managed and maintained. The D in our ideal acronym stands for deductions and depreciation. Something I learned later than I would have liked to in life was that it's estimated that somewhere between 50 and 55% of an American's income will go to taxes in some shape, form, or fashion. It's 55%. If you live in California, we were just crunching numbers the other day. I was like, it's about 75% in some shape, form, or fashion. That's more than half of your lifetime's income. I mean, here's an amazing fact. And you want to confirm this with your own CPA because everybody's situation is different. But I'm very comfortable stating that the average American, the American that brings in the average income, the median income, with the purchase of just a few investment properties, that average person can virtually eliminate their tax liability by claiming deductions from property depreciation and other business deductions. And that essentially translates to doubling your take-home income almost instantly, even if you never make a dime off of the real estate itself. Amazing, right? And that's virtually eliminating your tax burden honestly, ethically, morally, legally, and even with the government's blessing. I mean, say and think what you want about Donald Trump with regard to him paying zero taxes as that has come out during this election. But he did it legally. He didn't break any laws. He exposed it and let the whole world see. And he's not in jail, so he didn't break any laws, did he? Because believe you me, if he would have broken laws, boy, they'd be drawing attention to it right now. I mean, maybe he pushed the boundaries, but he did not cross them. Because if he did, he would be in jail. His CPA applied the IRS tax code to his returns in the exact same way your CPA can apply it to yours. You do know, as a part of the tax code, if you experience losses in a business, you can carry those losses forward, right? Trump had some big businesses that failed, that lost money. And the tax code says you can carry those losses forward and apply them toward future earnings, future gains. Now, your business may not operate in the multi-millions, but the same concept applies to your income properties. Same exact thing, just on a different scale. This fact alone makes real estate investing well worth the time and effort for everybody. For everybody. Real estate, investing in real estate, it's worth the time and the effort for everybody. I mean, consider the amount of complaining from society that the rich are, you know, they unfairly get all of the tax breaks. I mean, Hillary said Trump had cheated the American people by not paying taxes. How could he have cheated the American people when he merely followed the same tax code that applies to all American people? The same tax code that was put in place by her counterparts, I should mention. My point here, it's not political. If it was, feel, I felt like it was going that path, down that path, that's not what I'm saying this for. I'm not a fan of either candidate. My point is, by being a real estate investor and a business owner, you get to apply the same type of tax strategy to your life as the wealthiest people in America apply to theirs. You just have to know the laws. You have to know the rules, and you got to play by them. I mean, to put all in a nutshell, let's just make this really simple. Just buy some real estate, okay? Keep it simple. Buy some real estate. That's a rule to follow that would take care of a bunch of what ails most Americans from a tax perspective, all right? All right, back to our acronym. The E in our ideal acronym, it stands for equity, the difference between what you owe on a property and what it's worth. And one way to acquire equity is to buy real estate with it already in place at a discount. When you buy real estate at a discount, you've acquired equity. Secondly, over time, equity grows. In fact, it grows in two ways. First, by debt pay down. And second, which brings us to the A in our ideal acronym, by appreciation. And over time, real estate has always proven to appreciate. Now, none of us know for sure what's going to happen. I mean, even your experts on TV or your favorite gurus, they don't know either, okay? No, none of us know what's going to happen. However, this is what we do all know. When supply is fixed and demand goes up, so does value. And in real estate, your supply is land and your demand is people. Now, we're not making any more land unless you count the lava flow that increases the big island of Hawaii every year or the man-made islands they're making over there in Dubai. Thus, the supply is pretty much fixed. We're not making any more land. It's here. We've got what we've got. People, however, we continue to make those. And so the demand continues to grow. And each generation is bigger than the previous. There are an estimated 79 million baby boomers. And then you get somewhere around 90 million millennials, depending on what year you start counting. Economists haven't really come to a consensus on which year that the millennials started. But know this. There were more babies born in 2007 than any other year in history. And 60% of the population right now is below the age of 30. So the demand for real estate, it's not going anywhere. Got it? There are enough people walking the earth to eventually demand more housing. So we are going to experience appreciation because the demand is here. It's walking the earth. And as that population ages, they're going to need someplace to live. The demand is going to grow. We're going to experience appreciation. Certainly, there'll be ups and downs along the way, but long-term appreciation is a pretty safe bet. I mean, if it doesn't happen, I'd have to think we're going to have some bigger fish to fry in the term of Armageddon or something like that. All right, so it's a pretty safe bet. Isn't this exciting to you? I mean, this gets me pumped up. No, not you. You still have some doubts about real estate? Like, what about the risk? You can't count on appreciation like that. Well, I think you can, but let's say you can't. All right, let's say we cannot count on appreciation. I'll give you that. I'll surrender that. I don't agree with it, but I'll give it to you. Appreciation, it's not guaranteed, nor either is tomorrow for that matter. But couldn't you conservatively hedge that appreciation bet by investing in income-producing real estate? You know, maybe your real estate appreciates in your first year or your fifth year, or maybe not until 20 years from your purchase. Maybe you have to wait 20 years for your real estate to actually appreciate. But does it really matter all that much how long you had to wait for your real estate to appreciate if it was producing a residual income for you while you waited? Right, it doesn't make that much of a difference. I mean, the point here is that people will always need places to live, and the need for those places is only growing. Finally, the L in our IDEAL acronym stands for leverage. Now, in my opinion, this is probably the most powerful aspect of real estate when it comes to wealth creation. You know, responsible and well-managed leverage in real estate is essentially, it's wealth creation on, I don't know, it's an overused term, on steroids. It can do amazing things. Leverage means that, I mean, leverage, you got compound interest with the traditional aspect and you got leverage with real estate. I mean, I just think leverage crushes it. It does it a lot faster. For compound interest to work, I mean, you've got to wait, 40 years, 50 years for that to really start amassing and working in your favor. Leverage can start working for you right now. Okay? So leverage, what that means is that you set up ways to have other people's time, other people's money, other people's expertise, other people's energy work for you. It's a true force multiplier leading to bigger and faster results than you could ever get on your own without leverage. There simply just aren't enough hours in the day or years in your life to achieve the results that leverage affords you. Proper leverage is key to the achievement of your financial goals. Okay? Now, our IDEAL acronym, that's complete. We've hit the IDEAL. But I'd also like to mention an additional aspect of real estate investing that doesn't get much attention as it should. And that is the fact that real estate is tangible. You can touch it. It's physical. It's not just a piece of paper or an imaginary number in cyberspace that can rise and fall overnight just because someone sneezed, that the wind changed direction, or someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You can reach out and touch your investment. And it's the very reason that a bank will loan you money to buy real estate. But they won't loan you money to buy stocks, won't loan you money to buy bonds or mutual funds or deposit into your retirement account. They won't loan you money to do all those things. None of that stuff is real. It's all just numbers out there in cyberspace. Real estate is real, hence the name real estate. Now, so this tangible nature of real estate, it's one of the factors that leads to control. You'll have much greater control of your real estate investments than the majority of your other investment options, which means you are less likely to be a victim of bad luck, or a bad market, or a powerless situation. There are no bad real estate investments, just uneducated investors. Risk is mitigated through education. The more educated you are, the less risk you're going to experience in real estate. And an educated real estate investor has the knowledge and control to produce an income in any market because there will always be a demand for housing. It's one of the basic human needs, right? We all need air, we all need food, we all need water, and we all need shelter. Where there's demand, there's opportunity. And that demand is not going anywhere. Thus, neither is the opportunity. Alrighty? A little more excited? Still on the fence maybe a little bit whether to invest in real estate or not? I know for most of you, I'm preaching to the choir, but there might be some of the people over there, yeah, but what about this? What about that? What about this? Well, based on the statistics, look at it this way. You don't really have a choice. I mean, if financial freedom is a goal of yours, a significant portion of your financial portfolio should consist of real estate. It's that simple. However, investing in real estate properly is not necessarily easy. It's very simple. Yes, as I always say that, I always say it's simple. Easy? No. And I always say that too. Yes, simple, easy, no. Well, not at first. You know, if investing in real estate were easy, everyone would be wealthy, wouldn't they? Yeah. I mean, everyone that had ever invested in real estate before would be wealthy, because if it were easy, that would be the case. However, of all the ways to create wealth, it is the easiest one you are going to find. When done properly, it's much easier and faster than anything else. And more importantly, it's the surest investment you can make. It's your greatest chance of success if being wealthy is your financial goal or your life's goal, or one of your life's goals. Real estate, it's the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at achieving epic wealth. Real estate, it's the real deal. And that's the reason for the show. The reason I show up here every week, real estate is the real deal. No get-rich-quick schemes, no parlor tricks, no false promises. Real estate is the real deal. And real estate investing is a skill. It's not a buy a course and now I know how type of thing. It's a real skill, which means it takes time to develop. Good news is that skills can be learned, including this one. Real estate, it's not reserved for the privileged, not reserved for the talented or the highly intelligent. Anyone can learn this skill. Yes, even you. If you are privileged, if you are talented or highly intelligent, or if you have financial resources out the wazoo, then it can be even easier. But it's not necessarily easy for anyone at first. And regardless of which path or vehicle you choose to achieve financial freedom, you're going to have to develop some kind of skill, possibly several skills. I mean, that's how we're compensated in this world, if you think about it. I mean, we're each paid based off of what we do, how well we do it, and how difficult it is to replace us. We're paid by the caliber of our skills. So to reach financial freedom, you'll have to hone a skill. And with that being the case, doesn't it make sense to hone the skill that empowers you with 7 times the possibility of achieving financial freedom than any other skill? Yeah, but still, the risk. What about the risk? I'll discuss risk some more. But realize, we live in such a fast-paced world right now, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon, or if ever, that by taking 0 risks in life right now is probably the riskiest thing to do. Risk is the new safe. Think about that. Let that sink in. By taking 0 risks is probably the riskiest thing that you can do. But hey, if you don't see it, if you're not there with me, I get it. Chances are you likely know someone who lost money, right, in real estate. Perhaps a ton of money in real estate. Perhaps that someone was even you. And maybe the thought of losing or failing, it's got you paralyzed. It's got to, that paralysis analysis is set in, or at least hesitant at getting started. Or getting restarted or trying again. But you're still listening to the show because you know what's possible with real estate investing. Specifically that the rewards can be huge. And we all know with huge rewards come huge risks, right? No, not necessarily. What the masses fail to realize is that you can virtually eliminate the risk from real estate investing. That's a bold statement. I know. One that might just throw up a red flag for you. Or maybe 2 red flags. I don't know. But stay with me. Here's what I mean. Driving a car is risky, right? Driving a car is risky. It's the number 5 killer in America. Yet each and every day, we get into our cars without giving it a second thought. We'll even strap our kids in the back seat for the ride. Why would you do something so insane? Why would you do something so risky? Why would you put yourself at risk by engaging with the number 5 killer in America on a daily basis? And how dare you take your poor, helpless children along for the ride too? What kind of animal does that? My point is that driving a car is a very dangerous activity with tons of risk. There is life-threatening risk at every single corner, every single stoplight, every single stop sign. It's all over. Risk is that life-threatening risk. It's everywhere. But because over the years, we've learned to manage our risk while driving, we hardly give it a second thought. I mean, it has become second nature just to stay on the right-hand side of the road, to stop at the red lights, to go on the greens, to keep both hands on the steering wheel, to obey the traffic signs, and change the oil every few thousand miles. Second nature. And because we do all of those things, our odds at arriving safely at our destination every day are pretty darn good, aren't they? Yeah, they're real good. That's what I mean by virtually eliminating the risk when I'm speaking of real estate. Now, imagine investing in real estate with the same confidence and the same competence you have driving a car. What would your bank account balance look like if you could do that? If you could invest in real estate with the same confidence and competence that you drive a car, what would your life look like if you could? How would that make you feel? I mean, would finances even be a concern if investing in real estate were second nature for you? Here's my point. Death by real estate investing is not in the top 100 causes of death in America. At least the last time I checked. As long as you commit to your education, consistently act on what you learn, and obey the rules, you'll realize, just like I have, that investing in real estate is the safest and most practical option available when it comes to putting your money to work and ultimately creating your financial freedom. If people tell you real estate is risky or tell you that you're crazy for investing in real estate, don't argue with them. Just nod your head, smile, let them have their opinion. You'll have yours. By the way, if you're looking for a way to respond, this could be a really good time to ask them how they've achieved their financial freedom. The point here is choose your mentors wisely. Seek the advice and guidance of people that have what you want. And keep in mind that people who say it can't be done are inevitably passed up by and should get out of the way of those people that are doing it. What others think of you and what you're up to is none of your business. And speaking of your business, let's get started, okay? What will this show do for you? What will this week of daily episodes do for you? And I realize that just about every person out there who's sharing with people how to invest in real estate claims to have the secret, right? The silver bullet or the easiest and fastest method to getting rich in real estate. I mean, I read a post on Facebook recently saying that direct mail is dead. And what they were about to reveal represented the future of wholesaling. Everyone has a secret. And to tell you the truth, to stay on top of my game, I fall for it every time. You know, what they're typically asking is worth the possibility of discovering something that will give me in my business even the slightest edge. Like, there's not an investment. There's so much income potential and wealth creation potential inside of real estate. When I see somebody, you know, saying, hey, for $997, I'll give you the new way to do this. It's worth the $9.97 just to go see if there's one little thing in there that's going to give my business a slight edge. Because I know if there's that one little thing, something I can repeat over and over and over again, and it'll be totally worth my time and investment. So I fall for it all the time. I check everything out. But in the last several years, I've yet to discover a real secret. Not that there were any secrets. I was just learning and learning. But now that in the last several years, it's all the same. This business has not changed since people have been living with a roof over their heads. You know, although I do consider myself the anti-guru, I guess I have made similar claims, though. Some of the stuff that I share may sound too good to be true. I get it. But understand, it's in the interest of attracting you with what you want so I can share with you what you need. You know, my son just got over a cold and he hates the taste of cold medicine. So his mom and I, we have to think of all these different ways to sneak his medicine to him. And when we do, he sleeps like a baby. And in the morning, if he's not totally good to go, he had a good night's sleep, has shown some signs of improvement, and is in much better spirits. I'm actually a little envious of how he gets over a cold in a day or two. And as I'm sitting here today, starting week 3 of mine. But is that what happens with age, I guess? It takes longer to heal. Anyway, here's where I differ from most real estate teachers. I give you nothing less than fierce honesty and total transparency. The knowledge and processes that I'm about to share with you over this coming week are not secrets. There will be no silver bullets, and there certainly will be no magic formula. And the reason why is that there's no such thing. So stop looking for them and start doing what needs to be done. The results you want will require your time and effort, as things worth having usually do. You know, it's been said, Thomas Edison, I think, said it, opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. You don't have to wear overalls here, by the way, but there is work involved. Now, I'm aware that I may lose you at this point. Honestly, whoever got excited about a Get Rich the Slow and Difficult Way program? I'm sharing the truth about this journey up front in order to make it perfectly clear that this is not a get-rich-quick show. It is, however, a legitimate educational program, if you will, to get rich permanently. No magic formulas here, nothing magic about it, just proven formulas, just proven ones, just what works. If there were an easy way, a magic way, a silver bullet way, I'm telling you, I would have found it. Because there is no one that would like to make this business work like magic more than myself. I have managed to incorporate technology. I've managed to incorporate systems and various uses of leverage to make this business far easier and to get results far faster than it was when I got started and when I was trying to find my way. And I'm going to share all of that with you this week. I've been sharing it with you for, 6 years now. Been sharing it with you for a really long time. Now, there are other few ways that you may find I differ from the the teachers that you've probably crossed paths with, other people that you know that teach. First, what I teach, it's what I do. I do this daily. Okay? I teach what I'm teaching you is what I do daily in my business. And second, I'm not selling it to you. This podcast here is free. I'm not charging you for it. I don't have to. And why is that? Well, the financial freedom I have did not come from selling how-to courses. I built my portfolio and created my wealth by doing what I teach here. And since my financial freedom didn't come from selling courses, I don't depend on selling courses as an income stream. Now, I do sell them, and it is an additional income stream for me, but I don't depend on selling courses as income. And therefore, I can give this information to you for free. So that's what I'm doing. You can drop your guard. There's no punchline, no catch. You can put your wallet back in your pocket. There's nothing for sale here, all right? The information I'm going to share with you over this week is whole and complete. You don't have to spend a single cent in order to experience life-changing results with what I've dubbed the Epic Approach. And that's what we're going to go over this week. And at the end of the week, if you'd like to get some more help, I'll tell you how to get it. Maybe we'll do business together. Maybe not. Maybe we won't do business together. We'll just be friends, or maybe both. And any of those outcomes are perfectly fine with me. While I mentioned that, you know, your results, they're not going to come easy or fast, I promise you that they will come if you do the work. The Epic Approach works if you do. This approach, it's the easiest and fastest approach to a paycheck in real estate, the easiest and fastest path to financial independence, the easiest and fastest path to escaping the rat race. Although not easy or fast compared to every other method available to you, the Epic Approach will give you access to true financial freedom in a shorter time frame with less effort and greater certainty. It's proven. I mean, for those of you that are in the Epic Pro Academy, did you see this last week on Follow Through Friday, the Follow Through Friday post where everyone's posting their wins? It's insane what people are accomplishing right now. And that was just for the week. Alrighty, so today, we re-examined the basics of why real estate. That's what this show is about. And then tomorrow through Friday, we'll cover the basics of why you and how when it comes to real estate from A to Z. Ready? Oh, as you may have heard last week, I'm going to be giving away a $100 gift card to Amazon.com right here on the air all the way through November. I think I have like 8 chances to win. And here's how you win. Each episode, I will head over to iTunes like I'm doing right now, clickety-clackety-click, and I'll type Epic Real Estate Investing into the search window. I'll click on the podcast, then click on ratings and reviews, and then I'll go ahead and I'll spin the mouse or spin the scroll bar, if you will, just like this. And when it stops, I'll go ahead and I'll read the headline. And here's the headline that this one just stopped on. It says, "Great podcast, exclamation point." This is by Christopher Benner. "This is an excellent podcast. I enjoy listening to it every time there is a new episode. You have helped me change my ideas about money from having piles to creating streams of it. Thank you for showing your faith in your sign-off. Thank you also for your service to this country." Well, Christopher, you are welcome. So this is what you have to do. Send me an email, Christopher. Send it to podcast@epicrealestate.com. And I'll reply with a $100 Amazon.com gift card that you can use for yourself. You can use it for the holidays. You can use it in your business, whatever you want. All right. So that's how it works. Every episode in November, I'll give one of these away. So if you've already left a review of this show in the past, then there's nothing for you to do. You've already entered. And if you haven't visited iTunes to give the show a review and you'd like to win one of these $100 Amazon.com gift cards, go to iTunes, find this podcast, the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, and let me know what you think by leaving a review of the show. Click the subscribe button and leave a review. Alrighty? So until next, till tomorrow, God bless and to your success. I'm Matt Theriault, living the dream.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Theriault.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.